In the 1980s, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson formed a country supergroup called the Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Now the Highwomen are hitting the road. They're a country supergroup too. Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, Natalie Hemby, and Amanda Shires. Their self-titled debut album is out now. Our critic, Will Hermes, says it is a bold interpretation of country tradition and far more than a simple tribute.
I was a highwoman and a mother from my youth. For my children I did what I had to do.
That's Brandi Carlile singing Highwoman, her group's rewrite of Highwayman, a song at core about the human spirit.
We followed a coyote through the dust of Mexico.
Four of America's best singer-songwriters make up the Highwomen, and they do more than just rewrites. Their music and wordplay is steeped in country tradition. Loose Change finds Maren Morris drop-kicking some half-baked lover to the curb.
Loose Change.
And My Only Child is a tearjerker, with Natalie Hemby recounting images that haunt her in the voice of a mom addressing a daughter.
Pink painted walls, your face in my locket, your daddy and me, your tiny back pocket, mama's first love, last of my kind, you'll always be.
But the Highwomen also update country tradition. Take If She Ever Leaves Me, a classic honky-tonk waltz about a same-sex couple.
I've loved her in secret. I've loved her out of love. The sky hasn't always been blue. It might last forever, or it might not work out. If she
Back in the 80s, the Highwaymen came together with practical concerns. At the time, its individual members were getting very little commercial traction. The Highwomen have formed at a moment when women in country music are collectively struggling for representation on commercial radio, streaming playlists, and festival bookings. Fittingly, this album leans into social justice themes, and that gives the Highwomen a different kind of power than the supergroup they were modeled on. They wield that power with purpose, grace, and humor, and above all, great music that stands entirely on its own.
Full-time living on a half-time schedule.
Always trying to make everybody feel special.
Learning when to break and when to hit the pedal.
Working hard to look good till we die.
The Highwomen's self-titled debut is out now. Our critic, Will Hermes, is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York that changed music forever.
And always gets better with wine. Read it.